Ohio FM's Tanya and Steve. Bits you may have missed.
Now, particularly with the wind yesterday, we're all talking about the ridiculousness of how cold it was. Soldier's Point is in that vantage point too, T, where you, it doesn't matter because it gets wind from everywhere because of the way it branches out.
Yeah.
So it would have been even extra cold at Soldier's Point.
Hence why a couple of girls came home to find a very furry, cuddly visitor. Cuddly, though, don't know whether it was that cuddly, propped up on their lounge.
Mm.
And we've got one of the girls on the phone. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good.
Now, Michelle, tell everyone, if they don't know already, tell everyone what you did. You walked into your lounge room and saw what?
Yeah, we walked in and saw this lovely, beautiful, fluffy koala sitting on the lounge.
Was he watching TV?
And you know what? It looks exactly like he was watching TV. He was facing the TV. He's sitting in front of the heater. it was very cute.
But I mean, you know, like our immediate reaction is, oh, cute, cuddly koala, but... Yeah. They're vicious. They can be vicious.
Yeah.
What did you guys do? How did you react?
Absolutely. Well, we'd just been in Sydney for the day, walked in, and I actually had a bike with me. So I had a bike wheel, and I used that to walk past it because there wasn't much space between the koala and myself and the wall.
Mm.
So I used that. I put that in front of me to defend myself because the dog was barking at it, and I could see it using its claws to try and attack the dog. So, yeah, I wasn't too keen to get too close to it.
Imagine when he went back, finally got... Well, what happened then? How long did he stay in the house?
He was in the house for about an hour and a half because I had to call the Hunter Koala Preservation Society.
Well done.
I wasn't going to touch it. Like, apparently a lot of tourists actually pick them up and try and pat them and then get ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to try and touch it. So he was in the house for about an hour and a half. By the time she'd come and collected him and taken him away sort of thing. So
What did he watch, Michelle?
Well, we didn't actually have the TV on. I don't know what he was doing, to be honest. He was just sitting there looking gorgeous. Like, they're really, really cute.
Yeah.
You know, when you're that close to them, they're gorgeous to look at. And you just want to pick it up and cuddle it, but... Not a good idea.
Yeah, so. It's funny, isn't it? So you girls are away. He comes in and has a. You would have wouldn't you have loved to have had a CCTV camera on him? Going, okay, well, where do I sit?
Mm.
Oh, that must be where the humans sit. And then he made his way onto the couch. I mean, how cute is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think the dog thought it was very cute, to be honest. But
I mean, after like sitting on a lounge in front of the heater, how's he going to go back to a tree?
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty cold. Their sanctuary is actually down the road. They actually live down the road. If you're ever in Soldier's Point, there's a bunch of trees down on Sunset Beach, and they actually live in there. And it's pretty nasty down there at the moment. It's just windy and rainy. So, I think being in here was probably a good alternative for him.
So did you... Like, I'm trying to get the picture while he's on the couch and you're waiting for them to come. Basically, you just sat, made a tea in the kitchen and just poked your head around to see if he was there every 5 minutes?
Pretty much, and just kept our distance.
Yeah.
And took lots of photos. We tried to get photos of ourselves with him, but we were a bit scared to go too close to him. So I've actually got this photo of myself through the window. He's sitting on the lounge. I'm outside in the wind and cold and trying to get a selfie through the window. So,
Look, if you don't mind, we'd love you to send us that photo.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The pic we're looking at right now is a great photo.
Yeah,
it looks like he has commandeered your home.
Yeah. But we love the one of you outside in the wind and the rain. So we'll put you back to Nikki, and if you can send us the photo, Michelle, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. It'd be awesome.
Okay, absolutely. Not a problem.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thanks for talking, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
I find, you know, there'd be a lot of people that wouldn't have her smarts.
Oh, look. Oh.
They are so deceivingly cute.
Yeah.
The immediate go-to would be, oh, cuddly koala. But as she said, I mean, she's told the tourists do that.
Yeah.
How cool will this story be globally, though? Because,
they all think
that we have kangaroos as pets in the backyard.
Yep. I can't believe it's not news.com headline.
It will be.
Look at the rubbish they usually put up.
It will be. Trust me, this will be on national. You know, CNN tonight.
Yeah. But you heard it here first with Tanya and Steve.
And we will put Michelle's photo on our Tanya and Steve Facebook page shortly.
For more Tanya and Steve, podcast the show at kofm.com.au.